Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 16th, 2017. I'm Paul White. We're in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that famous moment where Paul says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'll talk about where this comes up first in the Bible and why this sounds so familiar when you get to Romans 10. But before I do, I want to comment on the fact that if you followed along closely, and I think you have, as we go deeper every day, that's the whole object of this podcast, I think you've probably noticed that Paul, while trying to reach his Jewish brethren, Israel by birth, he is mixing in the gospel as effective to the Gentile. And he's not doing this to shock Israel. He's not doing this to try to establish Christianity as a faith. He's actually got an ulterior motive. By constantly bringing back the idea that Gentiles can come in, Paul is solidifying his case that if Gentiles have to come in by faith and God doesn't make distinctions, then Israel has to come in by faith as well. So he's really killing two birds with one stone, so to speak. He's wanting to get his Jewish brethren to realize that Judaism's not enough, that having the practice of priestly Judaism isn't working, that they've tried to establish righteousness upon it. It's not working, it won't work, it can't work. It wasn't ever supposed to work. So to show them that it doesn't work, he is trying to prove to them that Gentiles are in the fold based upon their faith. How could they get in the fold based upon their faith if you got in the fold based upon your performance? So don't see this, please don't see this constant reference to the Greek, to the Gentile, as a side message. It's really the core of what he's trying to say, is that, look, you better come in the way they did, because this is the way God works. This is the way God wants to do it. So his "whosoever calls on the name of the Lord" verse of Romans 10:13 is an all-encompassing, whoever calls upon him, it's an all-encompassing verse that is meant to show the Jewish people that the Jew and the Greek can now be saved. However, Paul is actually expanding the understanding of this verse. This verse is not original to Paul. Paul is not the first person to write down, "whoever calls on the Lord shall be saved." In fact, if you're looking at your hard copy, you'll notice that these words are italicized, but they're in quotes. And normally in your English translations, italicized means not in the original text, but italicized inside of quotes means that the author is quoting previous material. And in this case, he is quoting the book of Joel. Now, Joel 2:32 is, in our translation, is specifically what Paul is quoting. You've heard it before, however, if you've been reading consecutively through Acts and then into Romans, because Peter actually quotes this verse in his great message at Pentecost, when he gives that wonderful fulfillment of prophecy about your young men seeing visions and your old men dreaming dreams. What I want to do, I don't want to read Peter's version, I want to read Joel's version. So we're going to, because this is where Paul derives this thought, this Romans 10:13, "whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But look at what Joel says, and I'll start reading. I want to read from where Peter quoted, and then you'll catch both Peter and Paul's reference to the same passage. This starts in Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. The word "my" there is actually not in the original translation. So it says on men servants and maid servants. So there's not an indication that it's just Israel that receives this. I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, Peter quotes this entire thing, and I don't want to be redundant, but many of you were not with us in our study through the book of Acts. We went verse by verse through Acts, and we dealt with Peter's usage of this passage. I won't go back over that. You can go listen to stuff from 2016, late 2015, on the podcast where we walk through Acts. But I do want to remind you that we often quote the first half of this, but we rarely quote the last half, and then we love to quote the last verse. There's kind of three parts to this. There's the first half, which is the sort of the Holy Ghost prophecy of what's going to happen when the Holy Ghost comes on people. Then there's the prophetic moon, sun, great and terrible day of the Lord part, and then there's the all-encompassing, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In my Pentecostal days, we love the first part because you could explain that in the last days, God's going to pour out His Spirit, your daughter's going to prophesy, your old men dream dreams, your young men see visions. This is an awesome thing. We call this Pentecost. Then we would quote the last verse, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, because we would say, now that the Holy Ghost is here, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We would use that as a way of establishing the power of evangelism, that if you were filled with the Holy Ghost, you'd be a better evangelist because you would have the power of the Holy Spirit to get people to call on the name of the Lord. But we never, and I don't mean once in a while, I mean we never preached the middle verses. The middle verses, which Peter quotes, he doesn't leave them out. He quotes them about wonders in heavens and the earth, blood, fire, pillars of smoke, sun turned to darkness, moon to blood. Peter doesn't say that's coming up. And then whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter actually says at Pentecost that they're in the last days. The Holy Ghost is here. The sun is going to be dark. The moon's going to be turned to blood. But whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Peter quotes it as a message to Israel. You have the Holy Spirit now, but your sun and your moon are about to be turned off. And it's going to be lights out on your system. God has a great and terrible day of the Lord. Jesus in Luke called this the day of vengeance, in which Jerusalem's going to be compassed about with armies. It's going to fall. Your house is left desolate. But whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Peter takes that and makes it a Jewish idea. He makes it a judgment idea. Paul expands it in Romans 10:13. Quotes the same verse. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And while I do believe that Paul has within his pericope this coming judgment, Paul has broadened it to include the Jew and the Gentile, that their salvation runs deeper than just a deliverance at AD 70, but it is a response to the preaching of the gospel of peace. Because he's about to go into that, how can they hear if they hadn't had a preacher, and He's definitely has Israel in his sights, because he's going to quote even more Israel verses as we proceed through chapter 10. But I just want you to see how he's expanded the understanding of what Peter had in Acts 2. He's expanded it to a more all-encompassing salvation verse in Romans 10:13. We'll move into verse 14, where Paul starts to deal with Israel's rejection of the gospel and how it must be preached, and we'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.